Okay, was wollte ich sagen? Oh, Kurzzeitdesign. It's a short simon. The mitzvah of tefillah, and that tefillah has to be at night. So the din nidum in Atayra. Pasuk just says, Shivas yamim tia. So the nidum for 7 days. The pasuk doesn't tell us that she needs to go to the mikvah. Shutzal shel mikra. Could be, you would assume that after 7 days she becomes mutter memela. So the Gemara in Shabbos Samach Dalet, so Darshins, Vinidasa Tehei, Yia Vinidasa, she should stay in her nidus for 7 days. So it's mashma that even after 7 days she has to go to the mikvah. The Chayyur the Mashmo says that it doesn't just say, the Pasuk doesn't just say she's a surah for 7 days. It says for 7 days she has to tia binidas, so she has to stay in her nidus. There's no way to get out of it. After 7 days, then she's still not mutter, but she could get out of it. How could she get out of it? By going to the mikvah. So that's the din Torah. Rishonim quote from Rav Haigon had a much more pashut drasha. He just says, partially you have to go to the mikveh. How could anyone become tar without going to the mikveh? We never heard of such a thing. We see that even the mishkavava nida, that's the favorite of the Torah, that someone who touches the mishkavava nida has to go to the mikveh. So the mela, if the nogeya of the mishkavava nida doesn't have tar without mikveh, so kol shekin nida herself can't get tar without mikveh. So the male is partially need a mikvah. So Rashi was bothered. In Cain, why does the Gemara have to tell us a limud? Why does the Gemara have to have a limud of tia binidasa? So Rashi says the partial teretz is that ain't a chinami. Havada, no one had a suffix that a nida would become tahora without going to the mikvah. Nothing becomes tahor without going to the mikvah. But what the Gemara was saying, that nida labayla, that iser, we have no idea if it's totally in Tum of Atara, and maybe even though she's Tumei until she goes to the mikvah, but maybe she'd be Muteris Labayla, Mutter Bibia. So Mela Kamash Melantia, that neither Labayla needs mikvah.
That was the Rashba?
Rashba, in Shabbos Samach Dalet. Yeah. Don't actually explain Rav Haigon, I'm explaining that there's a different limit you can make of Achba Mei Nida Yischata. A different move. Now, the mitzvah of a woman going to the mikvah. So the shayla halacha, does she have to go to the mikvah? If it's inconvenient, sometimes it's very inconvenient, is there ever a right for a woman to push off going to the mikvah? So Shulchan Aruch just says there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah, Mishum Peri Verivya. So mashma, if a woman can't have children, she's expecting, or she's doing something to make sure she can't have kids. So mamela, there's no bitl peritorivya. Mamela, from the Shulchan Aruch, would sound that if she wants, she could push off going to the mikvah. So Shach points out that it's not just period of river, there's also a mitzvah to go to the mikvah mishum ona. The husband is chayiv from mitzvah's ona to be with his wife, and the wife is meshubit to the tashmish of the husband. So maybe even if they can't have kids, they wouldn't be able to push off the mikvah. Sometimes the medical issues that come up that a couple can't have tashmish for some reason, and what would the din be then? Would she go to the mikvah? Would she be supposed to go to the mikvah? So there are those who suggested, many who would say that no, don't go to the mikvah because she can't have tashmish, So why are you going to the mikvah for? What do you gain from it? You just put yourself in a michshel for having kishu shalom, 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 makom mitzvah. Oh, so the Shach is not that way. The Shach writes that the mitzvah of onus not only with tashmish, but even in a case where a woman can't have tashmish, just chiluk v'nishuk is a chelik of a kiyum of mitzvah's ona. And then meila, a woman should go to the mikvah even just in order to have chiluk v'nishuk. And the pshat is that since it's a mitzvah, the osik in the mitzvah, so meila, we don't have to worry. That's not called kishush shaloba makam mitzvah. That's considered a makam mitzvah. The mice we saw by aveses. By aveses, we know that they can't have tashmish, but so most Rishonim, they could have chivuk v'nishuk. So you see, this is not an iser. So Rav Moshe also writes this in Evan Ezer, Chelek Dalet, Simon, Samach Vav. But there's no iser in this, and for a character, the right thing to do is for a woman to go to the mikveh. Now, what if they're both mochel? If they're both mochel, and let's see, she's on birth control. It's not going to be period viruvia. So they're ready over in the mitzvah period viruvia. So what to do? So could it be Michael? So this happens a lot that a couple decide it's just too problematic, too difficult. You know, often on Shabbos or vacation, it would take there's no mikvah very close to them. It would take a lot of mysterious nefesh. So they decide that they could be Meichel, and Meila, I'll push Shulchan Aruch in the Shach. There should be no reason they should be allowed to push off going to the Mikvah. So there's a number of reasons that it's really better to go to the Mikvah. It's really better to really be Moser Nefesh to go to the Mikvah. Not Mamash Moser Nefesh, Chas V'Shalva, but to really exert themselves. The first point is just Hashkafa. Hashgafa says that Rachel Imenu wasn't buried by Yaakov Avinu because she was mezalzal b'mishkavo sholso tzaddik. There was one night that she gave over to Leah, and she didn't chat that one night, so therefore she didn't go with Yaakov to the Maris Machpelah. So you see that the Kedushas Hazivuk is such a chashuv thing, it's not something to mezalzal in. The Zohar HaKadosh writes that in the time of Galus, there's no shchin in the world, but the one time there's shchin in the world is when Ish v'Isha is Davig with Ava, so show your shchin in the world, show your shchin between them. So it's a very, it's not something that they should take lightly. The other point, as you should know, there's a machlokus tanaim, b'shamei, b'tilol, Rav Yossi bar Yehuda. A big machlokes in Gemara is concerning if tefillah b'smana mitzvah. That the Shaman and Yisrael both held that tefillah b'smana mitzvah, meaning whether it's a nida or a balkari, they all have to go to the mikvah. And even if they won't become tar, there's another reason they won't become tar, or even if it's just a suffix that they're tamei, or suffix that time came to become tar. But the din is, when the Torah says that you go to the mikvah, it means you have to go to the mikvah. So that's a machlokes tanaim, and at least half of the Rishonim paskin l'chumra, paskin they should go to the mikvah. L'maisa the minug is to be mako, and that's psak of the later poskim is to be mako, because that seems to have been the minug in Klal Yisrael. However, it's definitely a reason, another svara to half of the Rishonim in a mitzvah deraisa. The most powerful reason, though, to go to the mikvah is that not everyone agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch assumes that since we hold tefillah b'smana is not mitzvah, therefore there's no reason for married women to go to the mikvah if not for period derivia or owner. However, not everyone agrees with that. And it's based on a Gemara in Nida that we saw in Tesvav. There's a Mishnah that talks about a woman who when her husband leaves her and he leaves her with Cheskes Tara, so he's allowed to assume that she's still Tahora when he comes back. And the Gemara says from Yechanan that a husband could even, if he left her with Cheskes Tara, he could even chashe visto baral allow. He could assume she got her lessons and make a cheshvin, assume she went to the mikvah and mibala. And the Gemara seems to say that he's allowed to assume that she went to the mikvah. So says the Yerushalmi, that we see from the fact that a husband's allowed to assume his wife went to the mikvah, we see from this a sod that it's asur l'isha l'shas b'tumasa. It's asur for a woman to stay in her tumah. A woman can't stay tumah, she has to go to the mikvah. Even when her husband's not in the city, she has to go to the mikvah. So Pashtus, this Yerushalmi goes against the Shulchan Aruch. So the Beis Yosef, so he saw this Yerushalmi too, it's quoted in the Torah. And the Beis Yosef assumes that this Yerushalmi, this Shmamina of the Yerushalmi, is telling that Shmamina Halacha is Tefillah B'Zmana is a mitzvah. But we don't hold that way. We hold like the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam that Tefillah B'Zmana is not a mitzvah, and therefore we disregard the Yerushalmi. Problem is, not everyone agrees with this. The Bach and the Gra, they point out it's very shver to read the Yerushalmi that way. Because the Yerushalmi quotes the Mishnah and the whole explanation of the Mishnah says, Shmamina, that it's asa for a woman to stay in her tumma. What are you talking about, asa for a woman to stay in her tumma with Shmamina from the Mishnah? This is the Feirush's Mishnayis and Gemara's all about this topic, about if Tevil is man a mitzvah. So if you wanted to, you could say Shmamina from the Mishnah Halacha is Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah. But that's not what it says. It says, we see from this Shmamina Adiyak that Asur L'Ish L'Shaas V'Tumasa. So it says the Gra, either the Yerushalmi was coming to tell us a different Chiddush. It was telling us that even though there's an opinion, Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda, that Tefillah B'Zmana not Mitzvah, but from the fact this Mishnah assumes the Davar Pashim, and this we assume is the Davar Pashim of Allah, that Stam, a woman, is expected to go to the mikveh, even if the Baila is now in the city. So the male we see from there is Asr L'Shaas B'Tumasa. It's Asr L'Isha to Mishnah B'Tumasa. Meaning even if in general, Tzvilah B'Zmana is not a mitzvah, even if a Baal Keri doesn't have to go to the mikveh. But a woman, Bach says certainly a married woman, she can't stay tummy. She can't stay tummy because she should become tahora. Right? Bach says partial reason she should become tahora because her husband could come home and she wants to be tahor. The emes is, even without the Gemara, it's a svara. It's really a very powerful svara to say that a woman can't just opt out of tefillah. A couple can't just opt out of tefillah. They don't want to go to the mikvah. Let the woman stay b'isur kares. It's fine. They're not interested. There's no period of river here. They don't care. So it's a very powerful svar. That's not true. Because l'maisa, the man's living in yichud with an isur kares. Be'etzem, that's not a good thing. The rush, so he writes, that be'etzem is a bad thing. Be'etzem, Chazal had no choice to be matter yichud with a nida because that's the Ratzon HaTorah that we should have married families. You have to live in one home together, but that's chayishus. But he writes the Russian Rashi. They write that since we were matter yichud, we wanted to be more machmer, and therefore we asked her chakos. All of our chakos are because we really have a fear on husband and wife. They might do an iser. Memela. Why have our chakos? You want to be marked a miser, so if they could go to the mikvah, they should go to the mikvah. Why stay aser? Stamped, keeping the sukkaris with him in the bedroom? The emes, I thought, is even pashit from the Tosfos in Pesachim. Tosfos tells us that there's a din of bdikas chametz. There were more machmo, which is din drabbanim. They should get chametz, even chametz which you mevatel. It's enough to mevatel chametz. Midrabanan, you have to get the chametz out of the house. So says Tosfos, why is it that we're so machmor on chametz? So Tosfos says, because chametz is such a chametz, it's iser karis. And it's lo bedili minei. Chametz is something that we're not careful about all year. Something that's mutter, something that's aser. And therefore, we're afraid it'll come to mechshol. Mameila, iser nida. So what's an iser karis? It's also lo bedili minei, some parts of the month it's mutter. So memela, the husband, Shvichayev, and Medikas Chometz, he's Shvichayev to Mevar, Mevar his wife. Oh, he's not Chayev, because his wife is in Chometz. His wife is in Chometz, he can't get rid of her. Okay, but if he could, if he could send her to the mikvah, get her to Haiva, so let's do that. So that's as far. So the ground of Bach hold that way, and there's others, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and some others say that they're more machmir than Shulchan Aruch, and they say that really a woman should be careful to try to be matar. So that's really the right way to be nohig. The one time that we are more the minigas to machmir like the minigas to make like the Ramah. I don't know, Mekel or Machma, but the minig is like the Ramah. The Ramah says on Shabbos, Lel Shabbos, if the husband's down in the city, the woman shouldn't go to the mikvah. Because there's a minhag not to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, because it might look like Tikkun Mana, right? Even though Chazal didn't ask for it, but there is a minhag. So therefore, better not to go unless it's some sort of mitzvah, and if it's not by Elbe'ir, we assume it's not a big enough mitzvah. And therefore, they should not go to the mikvah on Shabbos. The mice of the Gra was cholik. The Gra here also is cholik. He held that even on Shabbos, a woman should go to the mikvah, even if the baal is not be'ir. And the Kush is an interesting Gemara, just to mention, the very end of Yuma, the Gemara talks about when you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. It's a problem going to mikvah on Yom Kippur because it's rechitza. Now, it's of tainug, but still a chatchila, it's better not to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara brings a braisa that says the Balkari, if he's finished davening already and then became a Balkari or discovered he's a Balkari somehow, so he shouldn't go to the mikvah. Even though he's a Balkari, since he doesn't have to daven, I mean, they used to not daven when they're a Balkari, so they'd be matred. But if he's ready to finish davening, so he shouldn't go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, because it'll be a problem of rechitza. So the Gemara says this price is going like the man to Amor that's feel b'sman alav mitzvah. If it was a mitzvah, he should go to the mikveh even on Yom Kippur. However, the very same price that tells you that the Balkei shouldn't go to the mikveh, it says, however, Anida and Yoledes should go to the mikveh. So says the Gra. You see, the Chayr, even the man to Amor, feel b'sman alav mitzvah, afal pikein, it's enough of an important thing to do to allow you to be rochitz in Yom Kippur. Right? So it's not mamash rochitz shaltanim, but the ma'aseh we wouldn't have allowed, and we see it's something that's matter. He said, if so, who is it on Shabbos? We should be matter her to be tovah. So the ma'aseh of the whole, yeah.
That means even though he's also detached.
Even though he's also detached, right? But could be this way. The second Yom Kippur is over, he'll be mutaris. So sort of Shlomo Zalman. In a safer Ol Sara. So he's quoted as saying, if it's difficult, if the husband's coming home on Motzei Shabbos, and it won't be convenient, she won't be able to go to the mikvah so benachas on Motzei Shabbos, so she should go Lel Shabbos. Because the mice of the husband's coming home, so the male is better, she should be Tahora, and not have to rush. Now there's a minhag. We're saying even if it's not by Elbe'ir, she should go to the mikvah. There is a widespread minhag. I think it's even born in many svarim that say the opposite. They say that no, a woman should not, she should not go to the mikvah if the husband's not in the city. And they quote Ashvas Yaakov. The Shus Yaakov, you already know the Shus Yaakov, so I'll just tell you what the Shus Yaakov is. Little Torah, I hope to talk about it, but since I think it's in most farm, I'll talk about it. The Shus Yaakov was asked that a certain town said they had meisim with a divuk or a shade. It didn't seem clear exactly which one, but they had kama meisim of women going to the mikvah when their husband wasn't there, and somehow running into some sort of supernatural problem. It didn't say exactly what the issue was, but it sounds like it was something serious. And the Shvas Yaakov told them to they should keep their minhag, which was they're from that town. They didn't. They would tell women not to go to the mikvah if their husband wasn't around. Fine. So they said the Shvas Yaakov. So therefore, many Sfarim, many kehilas, they tell women if you can't be with your husband, don't go to the mikvah. So. Fine. First one maybe to be called the favors to stay chemed. Sira Stam says it's narishkeit. Women say bava maisas. It's the whole thing never happens, right? It depends on your material. What to say? I don't know what happened, but I don't believe anything happened because they went to the mikvah. Now. The emes is the Shvus Yaakov at least, or Yaakov Reisher definitely did believe that something happened. So you know we can't believe woman's meisim for these things. So depends on your tios. So but he did believe it. But he was clearly only staying for that city. He was just saying that city should keep their minhag. The meisim Shulchan Aruch, the Shvus Yaakov, who's the author of Torah Hashlamim. So he doesn't bring it. Lahafa. The Torah Hashlamim in Kufay Dalet, Sivkat and Chav Dalet, he writes like the Gra. He says, Asu l'shas b'tumma, and therefore a woman, even if her husband's not in the city, she says, should still go to the mikvah. So the Mela, he wasn't so convinced by the Shadim. And the other point is that you're going against the Feirish Gemaras. The Gemaras talk about women going to the mikvah without their husband being there. The Gemara talks about Bamin Adarach, assuming that she went to the mikvah. So the Gemara, they also had Shadim. Right? Not only did they have Shadim, but they really had Shadim. Right? They didn't just have our Shadim. They had a real Shadim. They had real Maisim with Shadim. Right? We know the Gemara tells us that after the time of Abaye and Rav, it was Mamath, the Koach of Shadim. And since then, things have only gotten worse and worse for the Shadim, at least for they're playing a role in with us in ways we could see it. L'maisa in the Rishonim, all the dinim that having to do with mazikim or ruach raz, they're all not brought on the Rishonim. You know, they're brought back. Some of them have been brought back by achronim, but in the Rishonim, they all don't bring all the dinim that have to do with Shadim, yeah.
Mordechai being Machmir on
Mirlachim. On what?
Mordechai being Mako on Chatzitza on
Mirlachim. Oh, that happens, it happens. You know, if a Shade comes and puts something in someone's ear, so you gotta deal with it. No, I'm not saying that nothing's happened with Shadim in the past 1500 years. I assume. Occasionally things happen, but not enough that the Rishonim was so fit not to bring a halacha. So the Maisa, things for sure is that things haven't gotten worse. So if we don't worry about the things that were prevalent in the time of Chazal, certainly something, even if it did happen in the town in the time of Shvus Yaakov, it wouldn't be a reason to be machmir. We know also, it's them. Of Shadim, it's not what you would expect to happen. The Gemara, first of all, the Gemara says that Nida is a danger of Koach Hatoma. A Nida, the Gemara says in Pesachim Kofir Aleph, it's a sakana to walk between two Nidas. Right? Also not Rol Halacha, but Balamais, the Gemara says that is a real thing, that's a sakana. And the Samar Shainim quote from the Tosef Atika that the Hevel Piv of Neither is a mazik. Tumah, Shadim like Tumah. Shadim don't like mitzvahs. I don't know exactly, but they don't. That does not withdraw us that mitzvahs and tahara, going to the mikvah to keep a din of chazal to become tahar. That's not something that attracts the Shadim. So Mela, there's really no reason to worry about that. Lahefech, in fact, she should be dafka go to the mikvah. So now the Shulchan Aruch tells us the din discusses here the din of tefillah that it has to be at night, all of our tefillos have to be at night because the Gemara says that min ha'tayra, a woman could already go to the mikvah on the day of the seventh because mikvah yom kikulo, but midrabana rechoshe shemetir v'tister. Maybe the woman will have to go to the mikvah and she'll come to have tashmish, and then she'll sit down at the end of day seven, and that'll be so sul mafreya. So therefore, we ask her to go to the mikvah on day seven. The Gemara talks about places. What if the Gemara talks about that if they don't go on day seven, on day eight, so then really she should be able to go to the mikvah even in the daytime because she's already out of Shiv Nakim. The Gemara says, Afal Pikein, she shouldn't go to the mikvah because of Srach Bita. Because her daughter will see her coming home from the mikvah and she'll learn, she won't understand that the mikvah has to be at night. So the Gemara tells us that therefore women never go to the mikvah in the daytime. It says, except in a makom there's a sakana to go at night. If it's a sakana to go at night, it's not safe to go at night, and she has to go in the daytime. So then the Gemara says, taka, she should go by the daytime. But the Gemara says she shouldn't go by the daytime of day seven, because here there's a really serious problem of shemetir v'tister, but rather she should go in the day of day eight, where the whole problem is just for chashash and srach bita. So that's the din. Now, b'dyeved, if a woman does go on the day of day seven, so the Raven and Shilto says it's ma'akev, and the tefillah is not a good tefillah. The halacha is like most Rishonim who say that it's a good tefillah, b'dyeved, just halachatchila, a woman shouldn't do it. Now, therefore the practices and what's generally done, at least, you know, my wife's been in charge of our mikvah for a long time, and we've actually never had a woman asking to go down before tzeis. But there is a Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has a heter that says even if you're in a place there's no sakana, there still is a heter to go to the mikvah before tzeis, as long as she'll not come, the woman won't come home before tzeis. Because Rabbeinu Tam says the problem really isn't going to the mikvah. We don't care when she goes to the mikvah. The problem is when she comes home. So the Torah, explaining Rabbeinu Tam, says Rabbeinu Tam was talking about on day 8. On day 7, in a chinami, it's a straight gezeri, you can't go to the mikvah before tzeis. But on day 8, so then the makom sakana taka would be mutter, but and the reason it's us is just because of srach bita. So therefore, al srach bita, we just worry when the woman comes home. We don't want the daughter seeing that her mother's coming home while it's still daytime. So then the Rabbeinu Tam was Meiko. But on day 7, there's no such kula. Rabbeinu Tam didn't give such a kula. So the Sidrei Tara, so he's medayik from a Tosfos in Samach Zayin, that he seems to bring Rabbeinu Tam differently. He seems to have understood, he's medayik in Tosfos, that Tosfos understood Rabbeinu Tam was talking about even on day 7. And he's telling us a bigger kula, that even on day 7, the whole problem is just Shematir of a Tistam, and Meila, Chazal really didn't mind if she goes to the mikvah before tzeis, as long as when she comes home, it'll be after tzeis. And the svar being is because the male, there's no problem that tira v'tista. She's not going to be with her husband until tzeis. So that's the heter of Rabbeinu Tam. Now it's not a complete heter because the shach is cholik. The shach says you can't rely on this, because he points out that the Rashbam is cholik, and most of Shom don't even mention such a thing. It's just Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam, the Ravid, the Ramban, and their helpless neither. They don't bring any such heter. So therefore, he's Machmer. However, the Sidrei Tara, he likes this Rabbeinu Tam. He says, B'shasat Chak, you could rely on Rabbeinu Tam even on day 7. So that can make something of a kula for a woman who wants to go down in the mikvah. She wants to get home earlier, so that it's enough if she gets home by tzeis. Now Rav Moshe, he was asked a more extreme case. Rav Moshe was asked about women who the mikvah is so far away that even the Sidrei Tara wouldn't help them, because they had no way of getting back by Seis, because on Shabbos, if you go to the mikvah on Shabbos, on Lel Shabbos, so the problem was the mikvah is too far away, it would be dangerous for them to try to walk the whole way back. So Rav Moshe gave a heter. His heter was that they go to the mikvah on day 7, and let them come back on day 7. Even though it's totally light outside, and they have to even come home and light candles. He says, but he's saying that they won't have tashmish, because the husband has to go to mincha, the wife's busy getting ready for Shabbos, the male husband will go to shul, and they won't have tashmish until Seis. The problem is, Rav Moshe just basically broke all the rules. He just did everything. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam. We have a Rabbeinu Tam, a Sidri Tav, let's make all our Rabbeinu Tam. If she only gets home before Seis. But everyone agrees it's Aser for a woman to be Tovol if she gets home before Seis. Rabbi Moshe says, he's Somech, they're not going to have Tashmish. Who's Somech? The Gemara wasn't Somech. The Gemara had a Gzeira. Most of Shoyim hold this Gzeira that you absolutely can't go. They were attacking, you can't go before Seis. Rabbeinu Tam Akula, that you can't get home until Seis. So it can't be, but it's down to be Somech. Rabbi Moshe writes, he's Somech, that it's not going to work out. So that sounds like out of the pale of a halachic gedarim, like maybe tasty. The other pella is that Rav Moshe seems to be going against the Gemara. The Gemara is pretty good favorite. The Gemara says in towns that it was dangerous to go to the mikvah after, they couldn't go to the mikvah after Tseis. It says such as towns where at Tseis they close the doors of the city. So if the woman goes to the mikvah, she won't be able to get back into the city. So therefore, it mattered her to go to the mikvah on day 8, on the daytime of day 8. But the problem is, if Rav Moshe is true, that there's really no problem. She could go to the mikvah in the daytime. She just shouldn't be with her husband in a matzav that might be conducive to tashmish. So that's all the issur was. So why is it that in the 2,000 years from the Gemara to Rav Moshe, no one suggested such a thing? Why did the Gemara say? Why did the Gemara say, push off tefillah? Push off a night of tefillah. Push off period of Erivia in order to find a way for her to go to the mikvah in the daytime. Let her go in the daytime of day 7. Just go in the daytime. What's the problem? Just make sure that she's not actually with her husband until night. So in Rabbeinu Tam, so you can understand it, that he was only giving a heter, right? Even in the city of Taras, Rabbeinu Tam of day 7, even there, he still explained, Rabbeinu Tam is only giving a heter that she has to go to the mikvah so close to Tseis that she won't be able to get back home till Tseis. So it's still going to be very late, and still there was going to be a sakana. Therefore, the Gemara said he had to push it off to the next day. But to Rav Moshe, it's a very nice pashut thing. Just don't go home. Yeah. No, so you're right, he's saying because the man goes to shul. Men go to shul. That's true. Not all men go to shul. Not all men, right, always. Like, it's not like, to make them have a halachic, you know, halachically work against the takana is very strange. And if it does work, kol shekain, if she doesn't come home, it should work. Right? Kol shekain, if she goes to the mikvah, or let the husband go someplace. I don't have a chavrus. Why? The fact that men go to shul for mincha and she'll come back when he needs to go to the mincha, so he's not going to have time for tashmish. That's no stronger than anything else we could think of. We could think of that she should go to the mikvah in the daytime. Let the Gemara say, let her go to the mikvah in the daytime, but just don't be around your husband. Go there towards the end of the day and don't be around your husband until the night.
That's
the question of Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam is only matter going to the mikvah so close to Tseis that she can't possibly get to her husband before Tseis. But if you tell them to be in the same house together, I mean, it's not it's not, they're in the house together. Yichud for Zman Yichud, and we're just being saying that he has to go to Mincha. Rav Moshe, I'm sure, never missed Mincha. Right? What?
She can only get home when he's gone, right?
So see, Rav Moshe says, even if he was there, he, He says like different things, but he says even if they're in the house at the same time. Seems happier if the husband already went to shul, but that's very. So that's it's not a pashut hetter, and I tell you in the Shivish world it's not taken. There's a shayla with a kala. A kala has the shach points out, l'chor there's no reason to be choshesh for shem material v'tista. Kalas, derech klal, kalas go to the mikvah on the daytime of day ches. The reason for this is that it's always better to go to the mikvah in the daytime because there's light and there's time. If she could do a really good chafifa. Normally we don't allow because of shrach bita, but for a kala, so she's not married, so a male, there's no reason to worry about shrach bita. So a male, that's what's done. However, the shach says the minig is for her not to go to the mikvah on day 7. Even though pashtus, there's no real reason for the minig because she's not married. So day 7, so if day 7, and she wants to go to the mikvah, but she won't be married before it says, so the male, there's no problem, shema tira v'tista. So pashtus, there shouldn't be no iser. Shach says, anyway, the minig's to be machmir. However, and Sudutara and Berhetiv and others, they write that Lamaisa, if the chasanas on the night of the 7th, so then we'll be matter on day 7. Matter on day 7, Dagul Mervava says you could be matter as long as the chuppah won't be finished before it says. If you're careful, the chuppah is not finished before it says, so the male should go to the mikvah. Because then she's not going to be fully mutter to her husband until tzeis, until they finish the shavu brachas under the chuppah. So memela, that would be mutter.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
the end of the shavu brachas under the chuppah.
Yeah.
Right. So kala below bracha surah l'baila can either some male until she gets the last of the shavu brachas.
It's about them being mutter, even though there's no way they're going to get to be.
Right, even though there's no way they're going to get to the yichud room yet.
Right.
So sort of Moshe Mesoros Moshe, he was more mekel l'shitaso. He said, if practically you know they're not going to get to the yichud room until it says, that's enough to be matter the tefillah on Yom Zayin. And it's with his lumdus, because it's not practical. Like there, the truth is we can hear a little better of Moshe, right? Because it's really not practical, right? It's not, they can't attach Moshe. It's not. So you can hear a little bit better there. You know, the other point that's a little bit better there is, of course, if she's going to the mikvah, she's not an Eishes Ish. But Chayr, the whole problem of Shem Latir Vatista was talking about a married woman. You could tell you that a kala in a chanami, she plans to become a married woman, but perhaps, though right now she's a penuya, if she wants, she could call off the chasana, so there's a little bit more reason to be making such a case. Okay, but that's the right thing to do, is they should plan the chasana so the chuppah finishes after it says. Okay, so the last inin here is just I'm just focused on the Kira, so I'll just mention it in this context here, because it's such a comes up so often, this problem with mikvos being hat. There's an iser of washing oneself on Shabbos, even with chamim shehochmul me'erev Shabbos, even if the water was heated up before Shabbos. It's aser because of gzeres habalanim. We're afraid that the people in charge want the water to be hot, so it should be comfortable, hot, right? Not meaning like yeah, so leather's hot, but hot, comfortable temperature for bathing, and therefore we're afraid that if we're matter bathing in comfortable water in chamin, so the male someone might lead someone to come to actually heat up water. So the Mela, what What about in mikvahs? Mikvahs often, you know, people don't want things to be comfortable for women. So there's a big negiyah here. A lot of mikvahs aren't so careful about this. Our mikvah, we just got connected that it's the thermostat is connected to like automatically report. It could be seen, sent to the phone about exactly what the temperature is. So we're to be careful about that. But many mikvahs are not so careful. A lot of mikvahs, just like in Lancers, you have problems with the heating sometimes. I'll tell you, like 3 weeks ago in my mikvah, we had a terrible problem that the water was mamish too hot. So whatever, whole maisa. It was so hot that I actually went down to the mikveh and I felt the water. I thought it was possibly yatzo levis. So it had so many different etzos to what to do to cool it off, but you can't cool it off really once it's yatzo levis. Yeah?
On Shabbos.
It was on Shabbos. We ended up having to tell the woman to go to a different mikveh. But since that happened, we got it that it automatically reports because it's always supposed to be at 95 degrees.
What is that? How does that automatic reporting help? It just helps
It doesn't happen. It just very often happens that the thermostats don't really work so well. So you come to the mikveh shouldn't be hot, but it really is hot. So what's hot? So hot, the shachin kuf peches. Right, so Shach is talking about the din of poshrim to dissolve a chaticha, checking a chaticha if it's dam or not. The din of poshrim, so close to ritva, that the gather of what's considered poshrim, what's not chamin, is anything under body temperature. But they learn from the din of that roke is usable to check if a chaticha dissolves. So that's sugi there, close to ritva, that the definition of chamin in Chazal is above body temperature. And the mice, that's a nice share because above body temperature, when it's under body temperature, it usually feels a little bit cold to a person. Right? You wouldn't have thought so, but it feels a little bit cool. Comfortable temperature, you take a bath, it's always going to be like 105 degrees or something, a little above body temperature. So male mikvahs are set. The mikvahs should be set to about 95 degrees. If not, the shayla is what to do. So it's the carbon asanel. We mentioned well known carbon asanel that he says that the gzeira of washing and chamin was dafka derech rechitza, but not derech tvila. Carbon asanel writes it as short carbon asanel in Bamem Adlikin, but he doesn't give any hezra why that should be true. Acharon point out pashas that shouldn't be true. We don't really care what your kavana is. Nothing to do with kavana. The point is, you're putting yourself into water, and using water, you're not allowed to use water. Put yourself into water that was chuchma merer Shabbos because you're afraid you might come to heat up water. No one wants to submerge themselves in cold water. So in Mela, we're choshesh that someone might come to heat it up. So why should we allow tvila and cham? This would be a very weak heter. So Achronim, Nod Yehuda, and Chacham Tzvi, and others took issue with this. One of the rayos quoted against the carbon asanel is the Gemara we saw in Kira, that on Daf Mem, the Gemara says, Asur to put a kumkum of chamin on a person's belly. A person, someone who's sick, the cholim ayim, he can't put a hot water bottle on his belly because what Rishonim say, Rashi says, another Rishonim say, is because we're afraid of the warm water spilling on the person, and that'll be a problem being rochitz b'chamin. So l'chare there, there's no kavana for l'rechitza b'chlal. The person doesn't need rechitza, doesn't want rechitza. Afal pikin rechoshish, so it's mashma that the iser isn't b'dafka totally in the kavana of rechitza. But Esav Chazal asserted going into chamin on Shabbos. So therefore it's a weak heter. The Mishnah Berurah writes that the Shasat Chak Gadol, you could be Samech on it. So if a woman comes to the mikveh and it's takahat, she can still go into the mikveh. The one other heter, Chacham Tzvi says a heter, he thinks to do it. If a woman knows the mikveh is going to be too hot, it's always too hot. It's always chamin. So Chacham Tzvi says a heter to go and be in hashmashos. She says, go to the mikveh and be in hashmashos. Why? Because it's a tzorach Shabbos, tefillah is a tzorach Shabbos. Memela, any tzorach Shabbos in Bein HaShmashos were matter shvos. Shvosim are mutter in Bein HaShmashos. And memela, there's no iserving rochis b'chamin with the tzorach on Bein HaShmashos. He said, just go on Bein HaShmashos. Are you being makel on the din of going after Seis? So that's not so bad. You're being makel, but you have Rabbeinu Tam. You have Rabbeinu Tam. Here it's really, it's in Bein HaShmashos already. You're very close to Tzeis. So it's not so serious, right? It's a Drabbanon, and you have Rabbeinu Tam, and it's Bein HaShmashos already. So Memela, he says, that's the best Eitzah. So Ravad in Tarsa Bayis quotes that, he says, that's the best Eitzah. You'd have to find a mikvah that would let someone do that Eitzah. But that would probably be the best Eitzah. All right, so we'll just stop here. So the Ezra Shem.